peace.
Hell is a furnace of unquenchable fire, a place of everlasting punishment where its victims are tormented in both their bodies and minds in accordance with their sinful natures, the actual sins committed, and the amount of light that they reject. Hell is a place for which God's wrath is revealed as a terrifying, consuming fire, and men live with unfulfilled lust and desires in torment forever and ever. Perhaps you're sitting there under the gracious influence of God. God is putting conviction in your heart. This is the goodness of God seeking to lead you to repentance. And here is what God says you must do to flee from the wrath to come. Number one, be afraid, first of all, because the wrath of God abides on you. Listen to the text, John 3 and verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath. The word there means the violent passion of God abideth on him. Know every lost sinner that lives outside of divine protection, as only given through Christ today, has abiding, resting upon them, the wrath of God. But it's only a small part, a small measure, compared to what it's going to culminate in when they stand before God and they are cast into everlasting fire. At this very moment, in this very place, some are on the threshold of eternity. How do you know that, Brother Curran? Because you're looking at what formerly was a Baptist preacher that had no reality in my life. God had mercy on me to save me. I preached the Bible. I was lost. There was no reality. You try to make things work. You try to have devotions. You try to encounter the presence of the living God. You try to have a sense of God in secret prayer. You just go through those disciplines. And yet, there's no reality. Here's probably the greatest evidence that you're outside of Christ, and the fact you have no power to overcome sin. Can you overcome sin? Or are you still living in the muck and mire?